it's Tracy Tully, and you're listening to Tracy Tully Talks at bbsradio.com, the place to be right now, streaming live with another 60 minutes of thought-provoking topics, sharing with you conversations that are relevant today, tomorrow, and in the future. Join me each week on Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, 5 p.m. Wednesday PT, hello Los Angeles. If you missed the live show, jump onto your favorite podcasting platform and you'll find me on Tracy Tully Talks. We do have some adult language, so if you have some little ones around, pop on your earphones.
And good morning, everyone. I'm really excited today because I have a wonderful friend of mine, Tracy Tully, on her first show, Tracy Tully Talks. And before I introduce the gorgeous Tracy to you all, I'm going to just tell you how fantastic this girl is. So, Tracy Tully is a speaker, mentor, author, and 2 times whistleblower at TracyTully.com. She travels Australia-wide and internationally, normally, not this time, speaking in national, international, and regional places, and with over 40 years of experience in education. And under her banner of .com, she says that she will show you how to find the sweet spot in everything that you do. She is a motivational percolator, a wordsmith, and a distiller of fear. Tracy creates influential speakers all over the world by helping people unlock their voice and lift their profile, prestige, and profit. She funds a lifestyle working anywhere in the world, and you can book one-on-one sessions with her on finding your sweet spot at TracyTully.com. And I think that's about all. I'm desperate to get onto the show. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. How are you, Tony? Lovely to speak to you in sunny Queensland.
This has been a lovely, long labour of love for Tracy. She has had all sorts of things happen in the lead up to getting this show live. And in particular, in amongst that, she's also published her first book, Fearless, about her time in education and the whistleblowing of the bullying in education. And so she's also this year helped publish her mother's first book. And additional to that, she's working on a couple of children's books too as we speak. But without further ado, I want you to meet Tracy Tully.
Hi, how are you? And thanks, Tony, for your beautiful introduction. I'm just getting some photos here at the side. So today we're talking about how we can create a voice that conveys the best yes. that we are. And obviously you are one of the best people to speak to about this, because for our listeners, as you know or may not know, Tony is a radio broadcaster, so she is using her voice all day, every day, all the time. So tell us, Tony, what does a normal day look for you?
Okay, well, I possibly shouldn't say that today is a normal day, but today I had a 9 a.m. program with my platform out of Florida. I'm on radio now with you at BBS. I'll have a tiny break and then I'll be back on with BBS at 12 o'clock today, talking to another Gold Coast media figure about our voice and using media. And so for me, I wasn't always this person that you see and hear on radio. I'm very much introverted, and I never thought that I would be on radio, and it was a chance conversation that led to me making the decision to say yes, even though I was terrified. And it's led to what I do now, where I get to help people host their own shows. I collaborate with businesses to get their message, products, and services out to the world, and I tell people's stories. And it's good fun.
I think it's a lot of fun, isn't it? And it's been great following you on this journey. And our voice is a really important instrument, isn't it? We tend to take our voices for granted, and we don't realise that how precious they really are, but also what sort of instrument they are and what they're capable of doing. So how we use our voice can influence others, persuade others quite considerably, and especially if you're in business, but also in
Definitely.
The family. Because we need a home voice, don't we, that we disconnect with from our work voice, so that we've got that softer, more gentle voice that connects with people. So we all want to be able to use our voice to be really powerful and influential, and that's what I teach. I teach people to be influential speakers. Now, whether that's one-on-one, in a party or at a wedding, or whether it's speaking at the local PNC committee, whether it's on a stage, or whether it's out there in the big global stage, it doesn't matter. So that's what I do, and I help people connect with others, and so that they can lift their profile, presence, and profit, which is why I'm here on this new channel, Tracy Tully Talks. So in business and in life, our voices are really important. Tony, I understand that as a businesswoman and as a radio live stream broadcaster, that you offer sponsorship packages. And I understand that you actually offer to partner with your sponsors to broadcast their messages. Can you tell our listeners why, and why that's so important that you do that?
So, as you know, I love this platform of online radio, and I guess it's kind of evolved from just online audio to now where we have the situation where it's both audio and video. And the power of the spoken word and its ability to connect with people on a level that is in their own home, it's on their phone, it's on their laptop, it's from their household speakers, that's an intimate connection and conversation with someone. And from a business perspective, the power of that spoken word, where people get to connect with a person behind the business and they get to know, like, and trust their message, their service, or their product. And it's a different way of getting your message and your business out to the world. And as you know, Tracy, the potential for online radio, streaming audio and video is massive. For those of you listening in Australia, you are more familiar with podcasting. Online radio is kind of a newer genre in Australia, but for the American people, everyone is online radio. They listen to online radio in massive proportions across all of the day and all of the time. So for a business, it makes sense that you would have yourself in this digital market and using this to promote you and your business. And that's the way that I discovered I can help businesses by collaborating with them. I take away some of the pain and fear by co-hosting with them and allowing them to dabble in this emerging market and find a different place and spot for their business.
Wow.
And our Zoom seems to be freezing today.
Ah, righto. Well, sponsorship is a really important part of the radio. And obviously, I'm going to be offering those packages as well. But what I love is that a lot of people are not confident using their voices. And what I loved hearing from you was that you actually help your clients by speaking with them on the radio. Yeah, great.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly what I'm doing today with you, Tracy, so that you don't have to do your first show by yourself. I'm just here to facilitate your new show, because your show is going to be uniquely Tracy, and that's the important thing. Humans are unique. I can't do what Tracy does. Tracy can't do what I do, and there's plenty of room for all of us in this digital realm.
That's correct. And it is an exciting realm, isn't it? Way more exciting than a podcast. And it is a, platform that I feel really, really comfortable in terms of talking, because I've spent my whole life talking. So as a previous high school principal or school principal for 38 years, you're constantly talking, whether you're on a stage, whether you're at an awards event, whether you're a guest speaker or whatever. And so it's something that that part of me really enjoys. So for me, when you shared this opportunity, I got so excited. And I've been telling everyone, I hopped onto Facebook this morning, did a couple of lives, and hopped onto LinkedIn and did another live. And I said, come on and join us and come and listen, because the app is there, the free app, the radio app. And what an interesting little app that is. How simple is it? Two buttons.
Yes.
Station one, station two. Woohoo, and we're on station one. I love that.
Yes.
I just thought I'd ask listeners today, if you feel trapped with the voice that you've got and you feel that it doesn't convey the best of who you really are, and a lot of people do. Obviously, as an educator, I see and hear that all the time, because in assessment for students at school, they have a lot of voice assessments where they have to speak, etc., and they freeze. And I used to walk around at lunchtime on parade, etc., and hear the kids. Every single child struggled with it. But what really baffled me is why we didn't teach them. Why don't we teach them how to speak? Why don't we teach them to use this instrument? And we don't do enough music in school. So if you can speak, you can also sing. So today I'm going to bust a big myth. I'm going to smash it out. A big myth that you are not trapped in the voice that you were born with. Now, if I was in a classroom, I would go, hands up if you don't like your voice. And did you have that problem? Did you not like your voice at some stage?
It was less about my voice. It was that I never considered that I had a voice, I guess. So I never considered that I was worthy of speaking up and speaking in public. And of course, as you know, I've struggled with my facial palsy and appearing in public as an imperfect human being. And I guess my journey into radio, I've gotten over myself. So I'm quite happy to mostly happy to get up in front of a camera and on live streaming and put myself out there, because if I do that, someone might see and say, well, I've got a voice, I can do what she's doing, and they have their own unique message. So it was less about my voice and more about my appearance. But as I got over my worrying about what I looked like, my voice became stronger, more passionate, and more empowering and inspiring. And I never knew. So I discovered that in my middle age, and to love speaking on radio as much as I do has been a gift, and I'm so grateful for that.
Good on you, and very proud of your accomplishments, because I've been following you on that journey, and it is a wonderful wild journey, and it's great fun. And I just thought I'd like to explain to everyone that I do educate or teach or coach people to unlock their voice, to allow themselves to find their voice and to speak out and to do the things that they love and enjoy, whether that's in business or whether that's a hobby or whether that's at home. It's having the power and the ability to do what you're saying, Tony, to trust yourself and believe and just get yourself out there, because it's really important, isn't it?
Yes. The thing is that it's less about the person and more about the message. So if you think of it like this, if you allow fear to hold you back from speaking out, that one person out there in the world that needs to hear your message, that can only hear that message from you, they miss out. So if you think about it from that perspective, that who are you to deprive the world or that person of hearing your message? So just as there are people out there that need to hear from me, Tony, there are multitudes of people that need to hear from Tracy. And only Tracy can tell her particular message in her particular way, in her unique voice. And so that's why she's made it her life's journey to help people use their voice to tell their message and tell their story, no matter what that is, no matter whether that's a personal story, a business story, or whatever. She'll help you get over that fear and raise your voice and create something different in your life.
That's right. And as you mentioned before, I'm an author and a two-time whistleblower. Yes. Fearless Buckle Up, Build Resilience. And this was a necessary book for a number of reasons, because I was a two-time whistleblower against government corruption here in Queensland in the education department. And it is a really big issue, and it's been on the news a lot this year for exactly the same reasons. Yes. No surprises there. So the book has come out at the right time. But it's really important, because a lot of people said, don't do it. Don't, they'll get you. And that's yes. all I heard is, they'll get you. And I've heard this for the last 10 years. Don't say anything. Don't speak up. They'll get you. And I even had people this year say to me, do you feel safe? And I think that's really sad, because we live in a democracy. And when I spoke in March at Egypt about exactly what we're talking about today, I had a lot of Egyptian ladies who just went, oh, does that happen in Australia as well as here? And I said, yes, it happens everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere. Don't think for one minute that the bullying and the corruption and the deceit doesn't happen. And it is a negative part of the world. It's certainly not something I'm going to dwell on a lot today. But by writing this book, it was a tough gig writing this book, because my children were really affected, and my son was bashed up something terrible when he was 10 years old. And that's the first chapter. But what my kids did is they said to me, you've got to do it, Mum. You've got to stand up. You've got to speak up. And leave a legacy in the world, in the print media, and out in the radio media, the audio, so that people can hear the story, and no one is going to have one-sided view. It's my view, and I'm the only person that knows. Nobody else knows what actually happened in this book. So that's the beauty of it, and I'm so pleased I wrote the book, and then I met you. So, hey, wasn't I lucky? So when we talk about... A lot of people, they come and they say, I don't believe you did this. And of course you don't believe you did it, because a lot of people are very, very fearful, and rightly so, because a lot of people use their power to hurt others. And we see that bullying online, and we see that bullying in the streets, and we see it everywhere. But what is really important, that we understand that we have the ability to speak out. So if we think about our voice, and that we think we're trapped in our voice. How long did it take you, Tony, to get used to your voice?
Gosh, do you know, I was talking about this last night on a webinar with a group of people, and they asked the same question. And do you know, I said yes to a live radio show of my own without thinking that what that meant. And so I was telling them last night that for the first 6 months that I used to get in front of the microphone every week for my show, I would be physically sick. And there's still moments when I go to get in front of the microphone when I will feel nervous and concerned. But I do it anyway, because now the vision and the mission behind that voice is greater than my own personal fear. But it did take a while to get to that point, and I very much still understand people's fear around going live on radio. Pardon me, because you're speaking to the world essentially. And your voice will be there forever. So not only does it become part of the live show, but it becomes part of the digital history of this age. So my grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be able to see, listen, and hear what their nana got up to. And that's interesting concept, isn't it?
That's pretty hot, isn't it? Nana rocks.
Yeah.
And isn't it wonderful? And it's so wonderful I chose this radio channel with you for a couple of reasons, because when I read about the channel, they actually declared that they are a radio channel exactly how radio channels should be. And I loved that, because I was speaking to a journalist the other day about this, and they said, oh, we can't touch your story, it's too hot. And I thought, oh, we live in a democracy, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? But
Yeah.
then I come on here and yes, we can say what we want because it is real and it is fact.
And Tracy, another conversation that came up last night was around what traditional media is promoting across the world. And I really believe that we will see the rise of these independent radio stations with hosts that are empowered to say what they need to say without censorship. Because the guys at BBS Radio, it's your show. You get to say whatever you need to say on your show. There's no censorship in terms of station politics. For example, you can't say something. If you were interviewed on Fox News, they would cut your interview to suit the politics of Fox News. The same with any of the other big brand traditional media. So I think that these independent station owners will be where people go to hear reality and to talk about things that mainstream media won't talk, especially things about bullying and like your book. And your book is a powerful indictment on the bullying within Education Queensland, and it needs to be talked about. People need to hear that this happens, that it's real, and it has incredibly detrimental effects. And absolutely, this is the genre where you'll be able to speak what you need to speak without fear of retribution.
Absolutely. And it's really good because, as you know, my children have had a shocking journey with this. My daughter last week was in the Sunday Age newspaper on Sunday, obviously, and she was speaking about COVID and females and where they are in the realm of things with opportunities for working. And I was so proud of her, and I thought, here we go. She has suffered quite considerably from anxiety as a result of what these people have done directly to her over the years and what our department allowed them to do. And I saw her there on the front page of the Sunday Age, and I was pretty chuffed. So this book has been a great thing for our children. It's given them a legacy of being proud and loud, like their mama, and they follow him. But I would like to talk about Fran Gresham right now. So we're talking about voices. We use the power of our voice here to discuss our journeys, etc. But everybody knows Fran Gresham's voice, don't they? Absolutely. And I know you're thinking she's going to make me say it, isn't she? She's going to make me talk like Fran Drescher. Nah, I'm not. I'm going to do it though. And I'm going to talk like Fran Drescher for probably 3 seconds flat. And the reason being is because I want to demonstrate that we can change our voices, and we can change our voices in ascending and descending with our tone, with our volume, and a whole range of things, that techniques that we can do with our voice to make it interesting and to demand attention and to share our message. So we all know that Fran Drescher is nasally and very high, isn't she? And says, hi, how are you? And she has that really high nasal voice with that laugh. And we laugh with her every time I do it. We laugh, I laugh, and I love it because Fran Drescher was absolutely unique. And you'll come across people in this world every single day who have a special type of voice. But what we don't know is that the world has actually become a bit of a monotone voice, which is really, really worrying. So people are talking a monotone voice. And I think it all came from Dick and Dora, our reading books, Dick and Dora and Fluff.
Yeah.
And we don't go up and don't go down. Remember? Run, Dick, run. Great little readers for teaching word, but terrible readers for teaching us to use tone in our voice and make our voices exciting so people want to listen to what we have to say and not just how we're saying it or how we look. I haven't had my hair cut in 10 minutes. So sometimes we feel that our voice is ruining our life. And certainly it ruined my life for a while, for 10 years actually, whilst I was zipped up Hence, there's a icon on there, which is the whistle with a big zip on it. They zipped me up, and then I told them when I resigned, I said, guess what? I can now talk about it, and I'm coming. So we are the voices that we imitate as we grow up, and we can change those voices. So, Tony, you use your voice all day, every day. What do you do to ensure that you protect it?
So a couple of the things that I do is I always have water beside my microphone. So you'll see that it's been well used this morning already. Yes. I always have water, and I tend to, at the end of the day, try not to talk so much. So I try and have a conversation with my husband, and then I'll try not to speak for the rest of the day and sleep. So water, sleep, and not talking. So you'll notice I'm a little bit raspy today. That's because this is my 6th live show and I've got one to go. I don't usually do that many shows, but it's been a busy week. And the other thing is that I use honey and lemon. If I start to get a sore throat, I use honey and lemon straight away. But mostly, if I stick to the water, sleep and rest, it's pretty good and holds up pretty well as well.
Great. And a lot of people don't realize, and maybe even those Dick and Dora readers had a lot to do with this, that to preserve our voice when we speak, we need to breathe at commas and full stops or periods. We need to breathe through our nose. We actually need to shut our mouth and breathe through our nose. And there's a reason for that, because you've got moisture in your nose and you've got all those little hairs that collect everything. And that actually hydrates your mouth and your throat. So it's really important that we take the time to observe a pause while we speak so that we can breathe. So our voice conveys a message, but if it doesn't convey a message, people won't remember it, will they? And this is why we're on the radio here, giving them every opportunity to remember us, because, hey, we're right there in the car with them. I love that. I love the thought of being in someone's car there on a long-haul drive, which I love doing all the time, but right there in their dash so they can hear what I have to say and connect us. I love that. I really do. I think that's powerful stuff. And we're trying to get a message across, aren't we?
Yes. And trying to offer people hope and inspiration, and they might be driving along and be at a point in their life where things are just not going well, and they flick on the radio and hear something from someone that makes all the difference. And that's the power of audio and radio.
Oh, totally agree with you. And people will remember how they feel when they speak to you or when they listen to you, but they don't necessarily remember the message that you're trying to convey if you're not speaking properly. And that's a really powerful thing. And that's something that I want to help people with their confidence, that they'll put their hand up and say, hey, interview me. Or, I'd like to sponsor your program and have a chat, because I'll have that confidence that you offer people to get on board and share your story. You only have one life to live. One.
Exactly.
So we've got to make the most of it.
That's
absolutely every single day. So we know that sound leaves our mouth and it goes to our ear and then to our brain and then our cerebral, our prefrontal cortex. We'll get the message and they'll go, what's going on in there? And this is the area that that actually processes the sound and emotion. And if you have a deep monotone voice, like, you know, I can't even get down that low. I used to, but I haven't been practicing. And you go, let's go. I can sing really low. We're not going to do that right now. I might scare you off on my first read. But I'll do it one day, don't worry. So when we speak like that, it's a monotone voice. And when we speak with a monotone voice, there's no volume or tone and it's bloody boring. And we don't want to hear it, do we? So we don't listen to it. We tune out very, very quickly. So the amygdala doesn't want it. I don't want that information. So speaking is really important because we want to send a message. So in business, we want people to trust us so that they buy our products and services. So here's my product coming, everybody. You're going to trust me heaps. But if you would like a one-on-one with me, I'll give you 30 minutes free one-on-one via beautiful Zoom so that I can help you show you what you can do with your voice to make you persuasive and make you able to influence other people. So if you get on my, either on this radio website, which is bbsradio.com/TracyTullyTalks, no E's, leave me a message. And if you'd like to have a free 30-minute chat via Zoom, leave your details and let's do it. And I'm going to show you how to unlock your voice and do wonderful, wonderful things. And don't get scared. I won't ask you to speak like Fran Drescher, but I could do the Terminator or something like that. So life, in life, we need that voice, don't we, that helps us. So right now I'm looking at the clock and we're doing quite well, which is good because I don't get bored with myself, which is a bit... I hope you can have a laugh with me, everyone, because the jokes will start one day, not today. Don't want to scare you off right now. So the brain stores our information as an emotion and it works out whether it wants to hang on to it or not. So if you are in an interview, and this is what a lot of people are worrying about, I see this on LinkedIn a lot of people are worried about how they come across in an interview. And what worries me is they spend so much time on how they look instead of what's coming out of those vocal cords. So preparation. And so I can give you heaps of tips and tricks how you can sell yourself at an interview, and it's not even hard. So there you go, some things there. So do emotions or thoughts come first? Feelings come first. And the thoughts come later. Now, a lot of us don't have any knowledge of the techniques we need for speaking. So whether we have a lot of volume, I have incredible volume. You can imagine standing on a stage with 1,000 people every day, and I don't use a microphone very often because I don't need to. I can boom my voice out and command attention with students if I want to, because I regulate my voice and I do all sorts of quirky things, and they've got to sort of follow you to see what you're going to do next. And I'll share some of those stories later down the track. But right now, volume is something that people are scared of, aren't they? They are so scared. 90% of the world's population, probably 88% if I'm really right, and quoting some research data, 88% of people are scared of using volume. Why do you think that would be?
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that we associate volume with power and authority, and perhaps they're a little worried that they don't have power and authority.
It is. And what comes with it is fear, isn't it? So if someone has control of their voice and they're able to project their voice because they need to project in the environment they work in. So for me, I needed to be able to project my voice in the environment I worked in. But a lot of people who work in and around me don't like that because they don't like volume, because they always talk so quiet. Yeah. Because they don't like volume, because volume sounds angry. But if I were to project my voice now and modulate it, then I wouldn't be angry. So as a high school principal standing on a stage and refusing the microphone, because I should be able to hear a pin drop, I'd tell my kids, and I should be able to attract their attention purely by the way I modulate my voice, even though it's projected and it's loud, but it's not yelling. So a lot of people I hear all the time will actually misdiagnose women, especially, who have a voice that projects because they sound angry and because they're not used to hearing it, are they?
Yeah.
Not used to hearing speak loudly. I'm a really loud speaker. You know, I'm a bush girl and I'm a horsewoman, and you can imagine what I'm like in the paddock. You can imagine. My sister's a racehorse trainer and... a horse and cattle breeder and artificial inseminator. So when we get in the paddock, it gets loud, it gets pretty rough, but we have a lot of fun because we just let our voices go. And it's good for us because when you're busy, busy, busy doing those sorts of physical, very physical activities, and you're trying to handle a very naughty teenage racehorse, a few expletives pop out. They just like pop right out. And people don't like that. People don't like that because they want to be in control. And what we as a world need to do, and COVID's a really, really been a really a really different platform to allow people to step outside of their skins a little bit and try different things. So if you're stuck at home for long periods of time and you're listening to this, practice different characters in the mirror and listen to yourself talk and use different voices so that you are seeing what you are capable of doing. So we need to use more tune in our voice. And I wonder if you know that over 85% of the population only uses two notes. And from memory, I think we've got piano has 88 keys. Woohoo. And if we're predominantly using only two notes, we have an issue, don't we? So the techniques that I want to talk about today, and I don't want to bore you too much, but the techniques that I'd like you to try are getting out of that Dick and Dora and fluff. Run, Dick, run.
Monotone.
Yeah, monotone, you know what I mean? And if you do monotone, change it. Change it up. Yeah. So get some volume in there, loud or soft. Now, if you speak loudly but you use different tone and you allow your voice to ascend and descend, you won't sound angry to people. Now, people think you're still angry. Well, that's their problem, not yours. Use melody. So that's melody. And also tune your voice. So practice using your voice every day. So we equate volume with anger. So everyone speaks softer. So if you're one of those people and you're listening today, open up your chest. And how can you do that? Practice every morning. So don't forget, the voice is an instrument. So every morning, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. 10 every morning. It's really simple. You do 10 deep breaths and 10 squats and hey, your blood is pumping. And that doesn't take, what, 3 minutes? 3 minutes. And you're doing yourself a favor as well as the rest of the world. All right. So
micro habits.
Yeah, yeah. And I won't tell you about those micro habits today, but I will tell you, especially if you jump on to a free 30-minute session with me, I'll share with you so many of my tips and tricks, but my 5 micro habits. They go across the world, those micro habits. So much fun.
They're great.
But they get you charged for the day. I don't know about you, but I woke up at 4:30 this morning. So I was thinking my sister, 4:30, she's at the racetrack. And I go, hey, Caroline. Shout out to Caroline, my sister. And hey, I hope those babies are being good for you this morning. And then by now, well, she'd be having breakfast probably by now. They'd all be washed and eating in their yards. So we have to create different characters for our voice, and I do that all the time. But right now I want to share very quickly with everyone a quick little competition. So you will need, if you want to win these things, you need to get onto bbsradio.com/TracyTullingTalks, and you need to answer these questions. So here's the first question for my quiz, and we're going to do a quiz every single week on this radio channel. And why?
Yay.
Hey, freebies, you don't know what you'll get. But the first, this launch session today, these are the two books. Oh, there's two quiz questions here. Two people can win. So the first one is, it's not bad, this one. So what nut is in the middle of a Ferrero Rocher? What nut is in the middle of a Ferrero Rocher? Can you answer that, Tony?
Oh, I think I can, but do you want me to?
Yeah, have a go. That's just a warm up.
I think it's a hazelnut.
Yes, correct.
I think they're hazelnuts.
And guess what? Now you're going to be the proud winner of my book. I'm going to post it to your door. Okay, so here we go. That was a warm up. Always got a warm up. Okay, number one. What is a baby rabbit called? What is a baby rabbit? Now you can't answer this one. So you can have the choice of a book, Fearless, or you can have Come Fly With Me in a DC3. Pop on to my website, bbsradio.com/TracyTullyTalks, and leave your answer and your email, and then I can get hold of you and send you that book. Next quick quiz section question. And, of course, this is linked to what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Typically, what's the strongest muscle in the human body? So I just gave you a huge, giant size hint. What is the strongest muscle in the human body? There we go. So if you know one of those answers, pop onto the website and write it down, but make sure that you give me your name and your email address so that I can have a chat with you. And thank you for listening and being part of this today. It's really, really important. I have lots of quizzes and whatnot, as well as people that I'll interview. But for a couple of shows, we're going to just have a little chat and talk so you get to know me and you get to know all about me. So basically, I'm a mother of two adult children. They both sort of look like me, except my son. Well, you know, he's 6 foot six.
They do look like you.
Yeah, my daughter's very much like me. They're both very, very tall. So yeah. I fed them well. I didn't feed them any stuff too. You know, that chicken with all the hormones. Fed them really well, and I worked them hard. So they're both got giant feet. Beautiful kids. Absolutely love them. And I live in sunny Queensland, where it's hot pretty well all the time. But the place I live right now at the moment, it can get really cold. So it's in around the hills, and it's what we call the salad bowl of the state, where all the food is. So we've got cattle, and we've got vegetables and crops and sheep and goats and all sorts of animals, and a lot of farming type people. So that you'll hear me talk a lot about stock and all sorts of crazy things, because I'm a bush girl and I've been everywhere. And so that's what I am. So I love long haul driving. It's nothing for me to jump in a car and drive for 2 days. I just love it, love it, love it, love it. And just before COVID hit, I was ready to drive over to Perth. And I was so devastated when I couldn't. So I have a beautiful vehicle. I just love my vehicle. It's an Isuzu D-Max. And, we've lost. Yeah. I'm here. Oh, I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, can you hear me still? Yeah, so I have a lovely Isuzu D-Max ute that I drive around in. So what was that?
We can hear you still.
Oh, good. Okay. Things just happen, don't they? All right, then. So I'd like to share with you what's coming up next week. And we're going to discuss building your self-confidence in barrel loads, because it's really important that we do that. We're not doing it well in schools, are we, Tony?
No, I don't think we're doing it well in schools at all.
You're a mum and a grandmother?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What do you think is the problem?
Two kids. I actually think that schools need to be less focused on some of the traditional things that we teach kids, and perhaps we need to be adding more of the things that are important for in terms of lifelong skills. So talking about self-esteem and why it's important, talking about our mental health and why that's important to look after, talking about the power that you have in your mind to create the life that you want, those and, you know, things like meditation, yoga, those other things in life that will help them get ahead. Because I don't know about you, Tracy, but I remember doing maths too in senior high school. I don't think I've ever used algebra again in my entire life. So I would have been better learning about my mental health, wouldn't I?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, and we know that anxiety, this is a worldwide, I love research and data, but anxiety is at the highest point it's ever been in the world. Of course, COVID hasn't helped. It was getting there anyway, pre-COVID. And there's a reason for that. There is an absolute reason for that high anxiety, which leads to depression, all sorts of other problems. And confidence is a big part of that. If we don't teach in our schools, and we have these really archaic education systems. And honestly, I'm going to be really honest, because I've been in the system for so long, I am an
expert.
We can contest that. Yeah. So I'll put it out there. But if you, wherever you are in the world, if you want to share a little bit about the education system that you've experienced, whether it's at a child or your children, in wherever you live, wherever in the world, pop onto my website and share it with me, because it's really important. We need to change the way we educate our youth now. And it is about feeling better about themselves and having resilience. I agree. So if you want to build your confidence, you actually have to start here first. You have to be able to speak, and you have to be able to be a confident speaker and have a confident conversation. A lot of people are too scared to walk into a room and talk to people they don't know. And that's a big thing. So we need to get out of our own way, get out from behind the door and learn that. And that's what I do. So don't forget, if you would love to have a free 30-minute chat with me to find out how you improve your speaking and confident conversations, then don't forget to pop on. So that's why a lot of people don't like singing, because they don't think they can sing. But did you know that everyone can sing as well as speak? Everyone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But we all think that. Yeah. It's sad, isn't it? Yeah. So many people realize they can. But what do you always hear the best? We always listen to the music and we hear the lyrics and we have the emotion of the music, can't we? They are the best people who use their voice, singers, for a reason. So we need to train our voice. So next week we're talking about building your confidence, and that's going to be something that's going to be very, very exciting to talk about. Will I be seeing you again next week? You're going to come on board again with me? Oh, I'll send you
back. I'm going to co-host with you as long as you want me to, and then I'm going to leave you on your own, because you don't really, you know, you'll be fabulous.
Lonely here. I've got people knocking on the door wanting to see what I'm doing and taking photos of me. So I love this radio channel, because you know what, I think that's really important, that we can just be ourselves. So thanks for listening, everyone.
I agree.
Another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points, and I think they really are that what we have chatted about today on this program, Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by the wonderful bbsradio.com. And if you have become inspired by Tony and I today and you're motivated to say, yes, I can do this too, because of course you can, then contact either one of us or contact bbsradio.com directly and sashay out there and have a go. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, or 5 p.m. PT time in America. Contact me via my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and leave me a message. Tell me who you are, what you're doing, so I can give you a shout out.
Love to hear from you.
So I would like to give a shout out to Terry Adams Munn and say hello to Terry, because she popped onto one of my Facebook lives this morning. She's very excited. So Terry, hi, how are you? And 10,000 Dreams is her business. If you're interested in lifting your profile, your presence and your profit for your business, then we have affordable sponsorship for you. Okay, until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me, and I believe it's over to Don, perhaps.
Well done, Tracy. Fabulous first show. Yes, it's time.
Thanks for listening to another 60 minutes of inspiring talking points on Tracy Tully Talks, brought to you by bbsradio.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Australian time, AEST, and 5 p.m. PT time in America. Leave me a message on my website at www.bbsradio.com/Tracy Tully Talks. If you're interested in lifting the profile, presence and profit of your business, sponsorship opportunities are available. Until next Thursday, it's goodbye from me.